Erevin Perek Tes Mishnah, base 9-2. To appreciate this Mishnah, you need to recall a number of different dinim that we've learned so far in the Masechta. The first is, we learned way back in the beginning of the Masechta that if you have a Rishus HaYachid, and according to almost all Rishonim, if you have something closed off on three sides, even that's a Rishus HaYachid Midoraisa, and on the fourth side, if it opens up to a place where you cannot carry into, like a Carmelis or a Rishus HaRam, so you can't even carry in the Rishus HaYachid unless you do some sort of architectural adjustment that shows where the Rishus HaYachid ends and the Rishus HaRam or Carmelis begins. In the case of a Chatzer, that would be you have to have a Lech on either side, and or you could use a Pas, a 4 Tefach wide and 10 Tefach high board on one of the sides. Remember, according to the Mavi, it was you could have a Lechi or a Korah. Whatever the case, that din was set forth straightforward enough. Now, our mission is going to consider a similar din, but something quite surprising. If you have a Rishus HaYachid, which opens up into another Rishus HaYachid, but if one can't carry into that second Rishus HaYachid, so then the basic principle of the Mishnah is going to say that if the Rishus HaYachid that you can carry in is totally open on one side and exposed to that other Rishus HaYachid where you cannot carry in, so then you can't even carry in the Rishus HaYachid that you otherwise could have carried in. So in our mission, the case is going to start out by talking about a rooftop. So rooftops, let's just review rooftops for a second. The top of a roof in general is Rishus HaYachid, even if there's no walls around it, no makah, no protective fencing. Still, it's Rishus HaYachid because we said that the walls around it are like, we said like they're good usik, they kind of go up, and you know, like the sides of the building go up, so to speak, to make up walls on all four sides, since it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground and 4 by 4 tefachim wide, it's a Rishus HaYachid. You can carry there, no problem. We also said in the previous Mishnah that if you have two roofs that are adjacent one to the other, so if you have something that started Shabbos on one roof, you could transfer to the other roof, even if there's no Erev Chatzeros, because we said that all the roofs, just like all the Chatzeros and the Karpefios, are all considered to be one single domain. That's, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, that's the Halacha L'maisa. However, the din of a roof, as we said in the previous Mishnah, would be that if you had two, let's say you had an apartment building, and the apartment building had two tenants down below and rooftops, two rooftops up above. So you couldn't carry, everyone's going to agree, you can't carry from your apartment to your neighbor's roof above his apartment, even though it's contiguous, because that belongs to him and your house belongs to you, and you haven't done an Erev Chatzeros to combine. Our mission is going to concern itself with the following question. Can you even carry from your home onto your rooftop if your rooftop opens entirely to the other neighbor's half, if you will? So let's just think, instead of talking two halves, let's just think, imagine like two self-contained buildings, if you will, that are touching together. One is a little bigger, one's a little smaller. So they kind of, from the bird's eye view looking down, they make sort of like a thick T shape. Okay? So if you're living in the smaller side, the smaller footprint home, so since your rooftop on the fourth side opens entirely to his rooftop, on the other three sides you have mechitzas, if you will, because you have this, you're 10 tefachim off the ground, you have the good asik, but on that fourth side you're totally exposed to his rooftop. So the din is going to be, you're not allowed to transfer something that started Shabbos in your home even onto your own rooftop, because your rooftop is totally exposed to his rooftop. In contrast, he lives also on the bigger half of the T, if you will. This it'd be very helpful if you see a picture of this, which you see in any Mishnayos, but I have to describe it for you. He could carry from something inside his home onto his rooftop, not to your rooftop, but to his rooftop, even without Erev Chatzeros, because his rooftop on the fourth side, if you will, doesn't open totally to yours. He has on either side, since it's a T-shape of where your rooftop begins, he has like two like extensions on that, because his house has got a bigger footprint than yours. In the Lashon of the language of the Marat, those are talking about, those are referred to as gifofim, whatever it is, they're kind of like two wings, like a kanaf, like a wing that extends from either side. So since from his larger roof perspective. He has an access to your roof, but if you think of that good usik, those walls coming up from where the T is, if you will, he kind of has almost like a little bit of a mechitza on either side and then an opening in the middle. Now, if that opening in the middle, which is the width of your entire rooftop, is less than 10 amos across, so what does he have? He has little, the equivalent of little pasen or little, you know, mechitzas on either side, and then he has a pesach, an opening that gives access to your rooftop. But since his rooftop is distinct from yours, because it has those, like, good achis, those legal partitions that separate, that not all of his fourth side opens entirely to yours. On either side, there's some extra. So he could carry on to his rooftop. He just can't carry on, transfer all the way to yours. So there's an asymmetry. You cannot even bring something onto your rooftop because your rooftop opens entirely to his, but he could bring onto his rooftop because it doesn't open entirely onto yours because of that T-shaped situation. So that's the basic gist of our Mishnah. And it says inside. Well, actually, that's not the whole Mishnah. That's just the beginning piece of it. Gag gadol samach lekatan. If you have a large roof that abuts a small roof, think of the T-shape like it is described. Hagadol mutar. The large one is permitted, meaning the resident of the larger, that who lives beneath the larger half of the roof, if you will, he is permitted to transfer from his home, something that started Shabbos in his home, onto his rooftop, even though he can't bring it onto your rooftop, but he can bring it onto his because his rooftop doesn't open fully onto yours. It's got little mechitzas, and since the distance between those two mechitzas, if you will, the extensions, is less than 10 amos, it's just considered a pesach, an access way to your home. Worth speaking out, if it would be that the width of your rooftop that accesses his rooftop is more than 10 amos across. So then we said that's not a Pesach, it's not an opening, it's a Pirtza, it's like a breach, and then again, he wouldn't be able to carry on his rooftop at all from his home without making a Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos. In any case, but here it says, Hagadol Mutar, the guy who lives in the apartment with the larger roof, could take stuff onto his roof, Vahakatan, but the resident, let's say you who live in the smaller apartment, Asur, you are forbidden to bring stuff from your apartment up onto your rooftop, since your rooftop opens up fully to his, and you could be liable to carry across onto his side. There's no demarcations, therefore you can't do it without either Erev Chatzeros or setting up some kind of, you know, mechitzas. Similarly, now there's a new case, but the sort of the drawing, if you will, from bird's eye view from above is very similar. You have two chatzeros, two courtyards. Now, before Shabbos began originally, there was like fences or like fully fenced off in all four areas, the larger and the smaller chatzer, but together they kind of make a T-shape. And here the case is chatzer gedola, you have a larger chatzer, shenifritza lekatana, that its fencing was breached, it fell down, providing access now to the smaller chatzer, the smaller courtyard. Now, assuming that from the smaller courtyard's perspective, the smaller chatzer, there's no fencing at all. In other words, it's flush from end to end on that side. He has open access to the larger chatzer. Nothing's impeding it. So it's exactly the same case as we had in the previous line of the Mishnah. Since his chatzer, which might be Rosh HaSiyach because it's closed off on three sides, on the fourth side is totally open to the larger chatzer, he cannot carry from his home even into his chatzer without setting up some kind of other partitions. Like we described. On the flip side, the Gadola Muteris, the resident who lives in the larger courtyard, since on the edges of the fourth wall that gives exposure to the smaller courtyard, he has some fence still standing up. And therefore, the distance between the fences, which is the full width of the neighbor's chatzer, the opposite chatzer, is not totally exposed. He's allowed to carry from his home into his chatzer, his half. Again, provided that the distance between the two half bits that are still standing up from his perspective is less than 10 amos across. If it's more than 10 amos across, then again you have a pirtza and a breach, and he can't even carry from his home into his chatzer without setting up some further partition. But the guy in the smaller hakatana, the resident of the smaller chatzer, asur, he cannot transfer anything from his home into even to his chatzer. Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gadola, because it's as if it's like a totally open access thing that gives an opening to the larger chatzer, and without any demarcation, it's forbidden. to carry there. Halacha lemaisa, this really is halacha lemaisa, but halacha lemaisa, if going into Shabbos the wall was up, and then on Shabbos the wall comes down, the fence breaks down, so then both sides, the residents even of the small chatzer, can carry from his home into his chatzer, because once Shabbos came in, it was permitted to carry into his chatzer, it stays permitted all of Shabbos. So the case of our Mishnah is that this wall fell down, or the fence fell down, prior to the onset of Shabbos. Now, another case here in the Mishnah, but here we're going to talk about a chatzer shnifetz l'rishus harabim. You have one chatzer, not two, but the fourth side, like the fence fell down, and now it has open access to the rishus harabim. So we already said that now certainly you can't carry there anymore because you have to have some kind of demarcation. But according to pretty much everyone besides the Rambam, if you have three sides there, you're rishus yachid. The fourth side, the far side where the street is, the rishus harabim, that's the rishus harabim proper. So now the Mishnah says hamachnes mitocha, if you transfer from there. Now the there, mitocha, from there is referring to the place where the fence used to be. The wall that was divided in the Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, has fallen down, and where that wall used to be, if you transfer from that space into the Rishus HaYachad, like let's say into the Chatzer proper, or the home, whatever it is, or Rishus HaYachad LaTocha, or if you transfer from the home or the rest of the Chatzer into the place where the wall used to be, Chayev, Div Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Levi Chayev for Hotza, for transferring from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, because, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the place where the wall used to stand now has got a status of being Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, so like an edge on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, since if enough traffic builds up, when push comes to shove, people will make use of the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, so he, Rabbi Eliezer, holds that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim have a status of being Rishus HaRabim proper. Midoraisa. And that being the case, if you transfer from that where the fence used to be, which is now Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, into Rishus HaYachad, you'll be chayav midoraisa. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham disagree, they say mitochal Rishus HaRabim, if you transfer from where the wall used to be into Rishus HaRabim proper, Rishus HaRabim l'tocha, or from the street onto that place where the wall used to be, pater, you'll be exempt, b'pnei shehi k'karmelis, because according to the Chachamim, the place where the wall used to be is Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that's true, but the status of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is a karmelis, and as a karmelis, you certainly cannot transfer from the karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, or from karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, but if you do, you'll be pater. Halacha l'maisa is like the Chachamim, that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim counts as a karmelis, and that being the case, while you can't transfer from karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, it's worth noting that halacha l'maisa, if where the wall has fallen down now, and it's a karmelis, if the other side, what we're calling the Rishus HaRabim, is actually a karmelis, which is very often the case. Right? Very often the case, we're talking just like a place that doesn't have a lot of traffic, maybe needs 600,000 people. Whatever the case is, if the street or the back street or the side street, whatever it is that the wall now gives access to, is a karmelis, technically speaking, actually, you could transfer from karmelis to karmelis. That's actually mutter, provided you don't transfer for almost in the karmelis, because transferring a total of four almost the object in a karmelis or between karmelises is certainly forbidden. That's because of ha'avara, of transporting for almost. But transferring from karmelis to karmelis is actually technically permitted, if it is indeed a karmelis. But transferring from the karmelis to the Rishus HaYachad or Rishus HaRabim would be aser midirabbanan.